I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, speaking with Alexa Topolsky with the top 10 tourism myths about New York City. Let's start off with number 10, work our way down the list.
Number 10, top 10 New York tourism myth is grab a cab. You know, in the movies, everyone's always grabbing those yellow cabs. Well, don't grab a cab, because it's better to take the subway. It's faster than taking a cab because you won't get caught in traffic. It's much cheaper, and you won't get car sick. I get car sick like crazy in those New York cabs, so just enjoy them from the sidewalk. Myth number 9, New York pizza is delicious. New York pizza is a tradition, but it isn't very tasty, I don't think. I would recommend instead that you go to one of the many Gray's Papaya hot dog stands and get a hot dog. That's also really New York, and it's even cheaper. You can get a hot dog for under a dollar, and they're delicious. Number 8, Soho is a trendy place to go in Manhattan. You know, Soho isn't trendy anymore. It's totally bourgeois. It's over. And the new trendy area of Manhattan isn't even in Manhattan. It's in Brooklyn. So if you've heard about the bridge and tunnel crowd, where people used to make fun of people coming over the bridges into Manhattan as being uncool, now all the cool people are going the other way. Myth number 7, you can't get a decent priced hotel in Manhattan. That's not true. You have to look around, but there are great hotels you can get for about $100, $120 a night in neighborhoods that you might have not have thought of, like the Upper West Side where we live.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, continuing along with Alexa Topolsky and the top 10 myths about New York City tourism.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Road, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report with Alexa Topolsky, continuing our look at the top 10 tourism myths about New York City.
Hey, Stephen, myth number 6. The best deals in New York City are from the street vendors. That's not true. The best deals are on Canal Street in Chinatown. Go down there for a $10 Rolex knockoff. Myth number 5. New York equals Midtown Manhattan. I see so many tourists down there in Midtown Manhattan. It's the worst area of New York. Go to the Empire State Building and then get out. Go somewhere else. Go to the Bronx Zoo. Go up, go down. Don't hang around Midtown. Myth number 4. New Yorkers are rude and unfriendly. Couldn't be less true. New Yorkers are very friendly. If you approach them, they're just in a hurry. And be polite to them, they'll be polite to you back. Myth number 3. New York has great shopping. Maybe if you're Ivana Trump, it has great shopping, but for the most part, unless you're really high-end, I find it's the shops are very spread out, and the affordable stuff are chains that you probably have back home, like Crate and Barrel and Banana Republic. Myth number 2, go to TKTS for tickets to musicals. Forget it, unless you want to wait in line for 3 hours. Go direct to the box office. You'll get almost as cheap tickets, and you won't have to wait in a long line. And myth number 1, you'll get mugged. You will not get mugged in New York City. It's totally safe. The most dangerous thing there is are delivery boys on bicycles. That's what you got to look out for in New York City.
New York City is a great weekend getaway destination. Call the New York City Convention and Visitors Bureau, 1-800-NYC-VISIT, on the internet at www.nycvisit.com. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
This has been a NASCAR marketing production.